B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Imagine for a moment, if you will, you're 16 years old. You play Fortnite better than anyone else in the world, and you've just made $3 million.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing with it? Welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. For Monday, July 29th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to check out what was going on over the weekend. Plus, I got to know the last time you played a game the way the developer did not intend.
Yeah.
Those conversations are ahead of you today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today with the Fortnite World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
This was a wild weekend, dude.
Dreams were made over the weekend as several teenagers walked away with a whole lot of money.
And I have to say, just really quick to answer your question about what we would have done with it, nothing. Because when we would have won it, our parents would have been, that's going into your college fund now.
Although, I got to tell you, the more like these younger esports athletes that we interview, they're really responsible with their money a lot of the time. Like, how many times at Rocket League did we hear savings?
Yeah,
savings.
I'm going to save it.
Like, wow, really? But yeah, what an awesome weekend, right? I mean, four major tournament events, and we were a little... We've been skeptical, I want to say, with the Fortnite esports scene.
Well, and rightfully so, because the lead up to the World Cup has not been great. The implementation of the sort of play-ins and the qualifying matches has been marred with cheaters.
Yeah.
People, you know, were not, some of the big names were not able to participate in all the qualifiers. There had to be extensions made for other people. So it wasn't necessarily the greatest lead up to
And adding on to that, Norris, I don't think any of us have ever questioned the validity of Fortnite as an esports.
Right.
Or as an esport. It's always been how Epic treats the scene.
Yeah, not just that, but I mean, like, how much is being invested? Obviously, there was a lot of money, but you can throw a lot of money at something, and that doesn't mean it's going to be well organized, doesn't mean that it's going to work at the end of the day. But I think what we saw through the World Cup was that, listen, at the very end of it, you can have all of the, you know, controversy and everything leading up to it, but when they got to the Arthur Ashe Stadium, man, did this whole thing come together.
They put on a heck of a show, man. And there were four different competitions. So you had a creative competition, the Pro-Am, which was celebrities and pros playing together.
For charity.
Mm-hmm. Duos, and then solos.
Yeah.
So you had a really full weekend of competition.
Three full days. Yeah.
And I want to start actually with the creative, if we could, because, you know, this is a good introduction, a good way to get into the mood for Fortnite. Basically,
sure.
The idea was these were specialty maps designed by people in the community. Epic picked the best ones and said, these are the ones you're going to play on. So the players had to kind of learn the rules and how the map works as they went along and compete in that kind of awkward situation. I thought that was a lot of fun to watch.
It was a lot of fun to watch. And I think that, you know, this is where you start seeing some of the, you know, mastery of the things that don't involve shooting or building, right? You had a lot of platforming elements, a lot of avoiding traps, knowing when traps triggered and when they didn't.
It was obstacle course.
It was an obstacle course, exactly. And you have to know the game on a much more intimate level to be able to compete in something like that. So I do think that that was very interesting to watch.
So congratulations go out to the Fish Fam, led by Scissors. They won $1.345 million.
So here's the thing.
Holy cow.
Every winner of every competition walked away with at least $1 million.
Yeah.
Outside of the Pro-Am, because the Pro-Am is for charity.
Right.
But the creative, the duos, and the solo all walked away with, at the bare minimum, $1.3 million.
Oh, my God.
Well, and that's just if they won one, because it wasn't anyone who qualified got at least
$50,000.
Yeah, anyone who was there, at least in the solos, was walking away with $50,000 no matter what.
Man, could you imagine $50,000 for losing?
For taking dead last.
For just showing up.
Yeah, that kind of right. That kind of sells the loss a little bit.
Yeah. A bit, yeah. So the Pro-Am was up next. That ended up being won by Airwax and RL Grime. So despite them not taking a single victory royale, it actually didn't win any of the games. But they had good kills and good placement in every match, and that was enough to win by points. For the win, they get to donate $1 million to charity of their choice. RL Grimes sending his to the ACLU, while Airwax is sending his to World Wildlife.
That's fantastic. And I mean, we saw some epic personalities out there. Friend of the show, Austin Creed, yep, from Up Up Down Down was out there. We also saw Ninja and Marshmallow and all of the old
Tim the Tat Man.
Tim the Tat Man. Yeah, all of the streamers that you love.
Mr. Fresh Asian was there too,
wasn't he? He was. Yeah, sure. Mr. Was. Fresh Asian from the Renegades organization. Absolutely. Yeah, you had all of these folks out there, which made the Pro-Am really fun to watch.
It was.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed when we got into the duos and the solo, because now it feels like, you know, the main event was kind of rolling around.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Getting serious.
Unbridled death and construction.
Yeah, it is. But the thing is that Fortnite is a notoriously, in my purview, a difficult game in esports to watch when it's played at the highest level.
Oh, absolutely.
Watching somebody who is just a normie play it, it's very easy to follow. At the highest level, it is a difficult game to watch.
I have to give a whole lot of credit to the casters that weekend.
For sure.
Because they were making sense out of what I saw to be absolute shantytown chaos, mm-hmm, right? Like, one of the things that I really have to compliment Epic and Fortnite on this move, to at some point when the circle is small enough, it starts
the final circle, yeah.
It starts moving.
That was really
it's not
cool,
the final
actually.
Circle, but it's like, yeah, close to the final circle. When it starts moving, and this is something that other Battle Royale games don't do that I really appreciate that Fortnite does, because it forces you to move laterally,
yes,
in your building, and you can't just go up and up and up and up and up. We've seen that problem play out in other Fortnite tournaments in the past. This made it way more easy and interesting to watch.
So congratulations go out to Aqua and Nyrox from Europe, who won the duos event. They are 17 and 16 years old, respectively. Between them, they take home a $3 million prize, $1.5 million,
$1.5 million a piece. That, yep, is amazing.
They're represented by a smaller organization called Cooler Esports, based in Europe, who I had never heard of before this tournament.
You know what? And you bring up a good point. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently talking about the Fortnite World Cup, and you bring up an excellent point, Joe. A lot of the competitors that we saw are not necessarily the big streaming names that everyone knows, yep, from the Fortnite world, and a lot of these competitors as well were coming from teams and organizations that I've never heard of, and this is my job. And I think that really is very cool.
It speaks to the parody of the scene.
I think it does.
I think that was really cool to see, because, you know, when we're talking about, you know, Cooler, or we're talking about even Sentinels, where the singles winner came, or the solos winner came from, these are teams that may not necessarily have the biggest cachet, because they're in the same tournament with people who represent Cloud9 and FaZe Clan
TSM
and all these other
TSM,
these huge esports names. And yet, when you saw the leaderboard for both duos and solos, when you saw the leaderboard and who was actually at the top, it wasn't those people with the big, huge infrastructure.
You're absolutely right.
So we do need to mention the solos winner is Booga, 16
years
old. He had a dominant first round. He took 9 kills and the win in the first round.
Watching this kid play, because
he's amazing.
Watching duos was a little bit too much for me to kind of follow, but in the singles, and maybe it was after watching the duos too, I could tune into it a little bit more.
Sure.
But didn't he get like 4 kills in like the top 6
of like the final 6?
Like
He went on an absolute hair.
That, like, is insane.
Even
for
in
any battle royale game,
even in the final game where I believe he finished third or fourth or fifth.
Fourth.
Even in that final game, his positioning and how he was able to outplay and build was absolutely, and still be aggressive.
Yeah,
that was the part that was really insane about it.
Because one of the things that you have to remember was points were given not just for kills or for first place placement, but if you got in the top 10 and in the top 20, you actually got bonus points for that as well. So, you know, even living as long, if you don't have as many limbs, you're playing at the top of the leaderboard, you've got to be playing defensively. That's exactly what he did. And he was able to get a 59-point win. That was a huge margin over second.
Yep.
Amazing. And, amazing skill.
And now he is $3 million richer.
$3 million. It's pretty amazing. Here's one of the things, though, that I had to wonder was, you know, I was watching with my little cousins, and they're big Fortnite fans, but they are big fans of streamers, right? Like, they kept running in and asking,
big name.
How's Tfue doing? And then they would run out again, right? Because he came in like 65th. So I have to wonder if some of, and the viewership was very good. I saw Slasher tweeting that it was around
people.
2 million people.
Yeah.
I have to wonder if some of the viewership wasn't hurting a little bit because you didn't have names like Ninja or Tim the Tap Man in the actual World Cup themselves and just in the Pro-Am.
Well, the thing is, though, is I think if I'm Epic, I kind of take this as a really, you know, wonderful opportunity that I don't have the same names now. That's how you continue to grow the game in the community, because now this kid Booga, who's won solos, he's going to be a brand onto himself now. He's won the first ever Fortnite World Cup. He's walked away with $3 million.
Absolutely. If you think that streaming, Epic, that's instant partnered status.
That's instant partner status. He's going to be completely followed in the tens of thousands, if not the hundreds of thousands. And it's something that they're going to be able to build a brand and an apparatus off of. I think that's more of what Epic may have wanted. I think if they would have had Ninja and him just went out, I think that that's a net sort of push, if not a net negative, to where even some people go, oh, it's just Ninja, he won Fortnite again, whatever.
Well, and you can still bank on those names by including them in events like the Pro-Am or getting them to call the matches.
Well, we want to hear from you. Were you watching the Fortnite World Cup? Who are you rooting for? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. And tell us what you would have done with $3 million at 16 years old. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily. We want to know about the last time you played a game like The Sims that just wasn't The Sims. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we're going to talk about what we got up to over the weekend. Stick around. That's here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening across Canada on TSN Sports Radio, including Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the Bpod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling in the WWE, and Talk and Rock with Meltdown, an interview and music news podcast, go to bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. So this weekend was kind of a slower weekend for me. I didn't do a whole much on Saturday. Spent a lot of time watching the World Cup. We'll get to that in just a second. But one of the things that I want to start working into this segment.
This is a surprise. We did not plan this.
For now and the future. Is I want to start reading iTunes reviews before we talk about what we do with our weekend.
That's a good addition.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do we have an iTunes review?
The sad thing is we do not have an iTunes review to read.
You know what? Great idea. Poor execution.
You mean Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you want to call it. We do not have we do have one we could read. We read it when we brought back the podcast, the weekly podcast,
double up.
Which, by the way, if you haven't resubscribed to, I don't know that it it necessarily went back onto the same feed that it was before. So if you were subscribed back when we did our first 100 episodes, you may need to resubscribe. But that is available over at our website, checkpointxp.com. All of your reviews are saved there. So we have all of those.
Yeah, still. You're not going to want to miss it, too.
Thank you for those.
We've got some great episodes so far.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
We want to remind you guys that Apple Podcasts is a thing. You can drop your reviews for The Daily Show there. We invite you to do that. And we're going to start reading them here on the weekend recap.
That's right.
All right. So let's talk about what was going down over the weekend.
I have to know.
What?
What did they think of your pasta?
Oh, it was great. It was very well received.
Everybody ate it all up. Didn't leave any for you to take home?
No, they did leave enough for me to take home. I had a little bit last night, and I've got a little bit waiting for me when I get home tonight.
So you had a pretty good weekend.
Mission accomplished.
I made out like a bandit, all things considered, because I had leftover pasta, and I came home with like hot dogs and brats and all kinds of stuff.
Quality time with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, not that part.
Yeah,
you know.
No, it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
The kids and I were able to talk about something that we both understood. So
You don't sound so sure of
yourself.
Well,
it was Fortnite. It's Fortnite. I understand Fortnite to a point.
Yeah, well enough to hold that conversation. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What did you get up to, Joe?
What adult thing did you do over the weekend?
I did do an adult thing, but I'm going to start with Final Fantasy IX. I did finally clear through Final Fantasy IX, beat Ozma, did the full clear of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ozma is as awful as I remember being.
Yep.
That fight fight is brutal, man.
So pointless.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't remember.
When has a super boss in a Final Fantasy game not been pointless?
Oh, you know what? I'm confusing Ozma and Necron.
Yeah, no, he's talking about the secret ones.
The secret one, secret bosses are always pointless.
Yeah, they're always pointless.
But Necron is also...
I don't know that I ever did the secret boss for 9.
Ozma, there's two of them technically. Ozma and Hades, technically.
You know, I don't know what the ability combination was, but the last time that I played, I almost lost to Necron. I forgot how he wiped my party, but something on Vivi made him immune to whatever like the final big thing was.
Right, well, the problem is he'll hit you with both stop and... heated. Mm-hmm. And if you're heated, you automatically die when you're doing an attack.
He was immune to those two things, and somehow, like, whatever Vivi had on him, he couldn't die, but he kept, like, regenning up. So it took me a minute to get everybody back, like, up and full healed, but I could not die.
That's ringing a bell.
Yeah.
I remember that fight.
Yeah.
Necron. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What a pain. I also bought a roof for my house. So that was fun. No, it's the worst. Don't ever do it. It's so expensive, and it's the worst. I did.
Why do you bring those things up on the show, then? They're so boring. Nobody cares.
I instantly fall asleep when you start talking about
it. You get that grill put together yet, Joe?
No, I haven't put together the
grill. Oh, my God.
That's the one fun thing he could be doing.
Yeah, seriously.
You better
stream that. Have you put together a grill?
No, I don't
plan to. It's not any fun.
If I ever have a grill, I will just buy it.
Yeah, but once you put it together and eat off of it.
That's true. Eating off the grill is fun.
Oh, wait, no. You got a propane grill.
It's propane. Yeah, propane grill. Guess who's not coming over, Joe?
Yeah.
Anybody.
Oh, what a shame. You guys aren't going to come over?
No.
Oh, I'm heartbroken.
Anybody.
Listen, I'm coming over to Egg's house. That's still happening.
And the grill.
I'm an egg.
No, don't egg my grill.
Egg the grill.
Egg in the grill.
No, is it still in the box?
It is still in the box.
I'm going to just crack the eggs and just spread them all over.
I was going to say, what can we do to that grill so every time he uses it, he's constantly reminded?
Eggs are a good one.
What about like sneaking graffiti. some like raw fish in there?
See, yeah, raw.
So that he won't find it for a while.
No. You got to go with like caramelized like teriyaki fish.
Ooh.
So it drips down into the drip pan.
Yep.
You'll never get it out.
Mm-hmm. No. As long as I live. I did get to do something very important, but I can't talk about it today. It'll be on next week's.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Repaving his driveway.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I bet.
Just go with the blacktop this time.
I think I'd be able to talk about that, but yeah. Yeah, sure.
No, you're one of those I can't talk about it till it's done, guys.
Oh, I wouldn't have mentioned the roof if that was the case.
So I picked up Fire Emblem Three Houses, which is a game that me and Norris have been kind of like
on the fence about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So I pick it up.
So weavy.
I put a few hours into it, and then I hand it off to my girlfriend so she can play while I watch like some Overwatch League and stuff like that. And as I'm watching, I'm kind of like, you know, I want to play again, but now she's playing. I actually bought it again.
You bought it twice.
So that the two of us can play it. And this is what I'll say about it, right? Aesthetically, super weeb. This is what I'll give it, though. Because in it, you're even a professor.
Not a single person
has called me senpai. It gets points for that, first of all.
All right, that's fair.
Sarah's been enjoying the heck out of
that.
That's not points.
It's low-hanging fruit. It's kind of like, that's not points.
But what I'm enjoying about it is I feel like there's a bunch of different aspects that I enjoy from older games that they've taken. Like the whole headquarters and like vast
like
cast
the girlfriend
of characters.
From Persona.
And the vast... I'll get to that.
You're not selling me on this game.
First of all, I know I'm not selling you. This is not your game. Guarantee you. Because first of all, it's tactics type combat. So no, it's not your game.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy tactics type combat, it has like the deep class systems of Vandal Hearts. It has like the Suikoden vibe with like the headquarters and all the characters. Mm-hmm. It has the support system, which is essentially your persona, getting your social cues
social
up with
links.
People. Social links, that's what it is. Up with people. So
this
honestly, yeah,
terrible.
I'm enjoying it a lot more than I expected to.
That's fair. Yeah. I played all of Persona 4, so
and they
like
even,
you're allowed one.
Yeah.
But you're only allowed one. Okay. Only one.
That's
everyone
3, 4,
one.
And 5. Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets one. If you go 2, now you're official into weeb territory.
Did 5 count as one?
Ooh, it shouldn't.
Because 5
is
turn-based
so
combat,
cool.
man.
5 is so
yeah,
cool.
I can't really say
because I've played like 45 seconds of 5 before I put it down.
No, it's so cool, man.
I mean,
it does not count as weeby.
I don't believe you. I don't
right.
believe
as
you.
Right, as somebody who's put
us.
A lot of
let,
time into
let
Persona
me ask
5,
you this.
Would you consider it weeby?
Let me ask you this, Nate. Is anything that comes out of Japan classified as weeby?
No.
Then I don't think Persona 5 is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because right. there's anime can be non-weeby.
Sure. Right, there's
yeah,
weeby sure. anime and non-weeby
yeah.
anime.
Yeah.
It's okay. Did you play 3 and 4?
I did.
Okay, so you know how to be Masaru Senpai.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of
yeah.
That.
They don't do that.
They don't do that.
Okay,
honestly, that doesn't
mean anything.
There's none of that in Fire Emblem. And
no,
the fact
no
that you,
honorifics.
The fact that you are their like I thought that it was coming, but not a single
it would have
person
to,
yet. Not a yeah. single yeah. person yet. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Darkflux says I've dubbed it Persona Emblem.
That's
fair.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah. The dating sim doesn't.
It's not.
You wouldn't even do it for some fire ass gameplay.
Hold
benefits?
On, because here's the thing: you don't actually date them in the same way that you do in Persona. Apparently, at the end, you do get to pick someone to marry, but
that's worse.
The social stuff isn't just between you and the characters; it's also between the other characters. So it's more like the bonds that you sort of make, like you know, in war and shit like that.
Like because it's a social dynamic. Sort
yes, because it's yeah. also very FF8 in the fact that this monastery and these yeah. kids are trained to become soldiers.
Yeah,
so.
I definitely was watching the opening segments of it with Sarah, and there's
you
there's
heard
some
Liberi,
so
you heard Liberi Fatale in your
hold
mind.
On. Yeah, kind
of. That opening cutscene when that chick just starts like stabbing the shit out of that dude.
There's definitely a lot of like Final Fantasy trope vibes there, in there. Where I'm telling you, the opening sequence of that game, I saw their like religious person in there. I'm like, oh,
this,
it's a Japanese game.
This
where
hold
a religious
on.
Character. I wonder if you're
no.
Evil.
They did that when they announced it though, because they
the
were just
story,
like
story. Hold on, the story here is more Final Fantasy than Square Enix has been in the past 7 years.
Just based on what I've seen, I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I may have to get it up off you.
Norris, what'd you get up to?
Dude, I ain't get it. I did not do much. I took the rest part of the weekend very seriously. I did get... I dived deep into the Team Fight Tactics.
Oh, no.
Chasm.
Down that well.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was up at like 4 a.m. on Saturday.
Yikes.
It took over to the point where I woke up the next day for soccer and I was just like, this is unhealthy. I gotta chill.
My earliest days of League of Legends were that way, yeah. where it was just like, oh, cool, the sun has come up.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
God, I was approaching
me.
There.
Because I did this before I got my Gamer Advantage glasses, right? Where I played until I felt tired,
yeah.
right? Like just go until you naturally start to
time,
feel it.
Time is nothing.
Right.
Time's not important.
6:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Okay. That's my average if I'm not paying attention to the clock and I don't force myself to stop. I did it again over this weekend, right? Saturday going into Sunday, because I didn't have to be at my parents until like 1, right? 1:30. Oof. That's a big difference. That's a 5-hour difference.
My heart out during the week is 2 a.m. During the weekends, 4.
Yeah.
But no. You need to understand the significance of
a 5-hour difference.
Of me naturally getting tired.
I've known you for a long time.
5 hours earlier.
I get it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I get it.
I also spent most of the weekend watching the final season of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, how is that? I lost track of that series probably about 3 seasons ago.
I think that's where I stopped.
It is better than the past 3 seasons.
I think I had stopped when, because didn't the husband of the main character got fleshed out like season 3 or 4?
Season 3
was where I stopped.
Yep.
So that was because of that.
Right. That was what's his name from American Pie.
Yes.
Was it? Yeah.
Is it Jason?
Jason Biggs. Yep. Jason Biggs.
Yeah, Jason Biggs. Yeah. But yeah, this season's really been really good. There's a lot of like stuff about like ice and immigration and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. It can be a little heavy handed in that sense, but the stories are super compelling and not all of them end happily. So,
right on.
Yeah, I got 2 episodes left, so I'll probably just do that when I go home.
Right on. So obviously, again, yeah, I was watching a lot of the Fortnite World Cup. I got to hang out a lot with my family on Sunday. That was really cool. We got together for my aunt's birthday party and got to see a lot of my extended family. Got to talk to a lot of them, like walk them through what Fortnite was and how esports works and what I'm doing now.
Do you get tired of that, having to be the arbiter for video games?
Not really. I mean, in my
I saw my family more often.
Yes, that's probably a good point.
If people are genuinely interested, then I don't. I feel like they don't even get it's what I'm explaining,
I haven't had that happen,
but sometimes like they don't get it, but they'll keep asking questions anyhow, and it's like, look, if you're not,
you don't care.
Yeah, just it's fine. We don't have to talk about it.
I'll tell you what was kind of depressing though, because I mean I love hanging out with my family. I love my family a lot, but the part that I found depressing is that literally almost everybody in my family is now either married or has kids. Right? Like it was me and Uncle Jim that were just kind of like,
no,
solo,
not the plague carrier.
You're gonna be the next Uncle Jim.
You're carrying the Uncle Jim torch.
Oh no,
there must be one.
Well, Jim's whole thing recently like fell apart within the last like 3 or 4 years.
Okay,
so you know what I mean. Like, but you know, like it kind of sucks though.
Please don't be Uncle Jim.
You don't even know Uncle Jim. He's got a rad car, man. He does. He does.
Is he 40 and he has a Corvette?
No, he's in his 60s and he's got a Ford Model A with a VET engine in it that he built himself. That's pretty badass.
That's pretty sick.
It's pretty badass.
A Model A, you said?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not bad.
But dude, it's really cool because like you expect it to be it's like a Bonnie and Clyde car, and he fires the thing up, and you're just like, whoa. Yeah.
It's a
70s VET engine in the thing too. It's friggin' epic.
I got a cousin who's like that. Who like her mom and all the rest of the cousins are just like, when are you bringing somebody to Thanksgiving?
Dude, I'm so over it. Like no one talked to me about it. You know, like they knew that, you know, they knew Esther, right? They knew the Big Ten year relationship.
That's because your family
imploding and stuff like that. But nobody brought it up. But I couldn't help looking around at points and going, I'm feeling real lonely by now.
I'm so alone.
I couldn't be Nate's cousin, man. I'd be talking low to shit. Like I would come in straight up with 2 bottles of Hennessy, and I'd be like, "Oh dang, I thought you was bringing old girl. That's why I bought 2 bottles." Dang.
Well, as alone as you may be, Nate, just remember,
I love you.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I can guarantee you, it doesn't.
You know it helps.
No, it doesn't.
I love you. You love me. We all love each other.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not even in the.
He's nothing, sir. He loves me.
It's written in our contract. We have to hug you.
No, it is not.
That is definitely not.
I'll get Joe. Yep. Let's do it.
If you hug me, I'm going to HR.
No,
I promise you, I'll go to HR.
No,
I promise you. All right, I'm sending an email to Patty right now. But that's depressing, though. I know all of you have been in that position at one point
For sure.
Just like looking around and you're like, damn, when did everyone else pair off?
Not me.
Well, you know what? Go to hell, Norse.
Yeah.
Everyone else here, the normal people, have definitely had the moment where it's like, wow, we are the only single person here.
I have
around
been.
Family?
I have been the cousin or uncle who is like, damn, okay, new girl every year, every holiday. Okay, what's up? That's equally weird for different reasons.
Yeah, I've definitely been that one where it's like, so, how long's this one going to last? Yeah. As she's standing right next to me, like, hopefully longer than the last one, Grandma.
I used to work with a girl at Levi's who every Monday she'd come in and be like, I just met the love of my life this weekend. And we're like, what? This happened last week. And she's like, no, that wasn't for real. This is for real.
Every friggin' weekend?
Every week. Every single Monday. And then it was great because maybe a month before she'd actually left, so, like, we'd kind of noticed, you know, she hasn't been doing that for a while. So we asked her, you know, who was it this week? And she's like, I've been with a dude now for like over a year.
She actually has met the one.
Yeah, and then they ended up getting married and stuff. It was nice. So.
That's hilarious, though. Anyway, we want to hear from you. What were you getting up to over the weekend? Were you sad and lonely like I was? Were you watching the Fortnite World Cup? What were you doing? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we've got to ask you a question. When was the last time you played a game the way that the developers didn't intend it? When did you play The Sims, and that game was definitely not The Sims? Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
I think we've all had this moment where we're sitting around and we're playing The Sims, and then we realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm totally not playing The Sims. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code. So sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. What we're talking about is when you play a game the way that the developer didn't intend you play it.
Yeah.
For me, I'm playing Fallout 4 right now.
Sure.
But I'm not actually playing Fallout 4.
Mm-mm.
I'm playing The Sims because I'm going around to all of my settlements that have 20 different people in them. All, I don't even know how many settlements there are, but I'm outfitting every single last one of them with all of the gear and all of the clothes
you
and all of the cool stuff.
You've never cared this much about a single living person in your entire life.
I know. It's bizarre. But for some reason, I'm like, no, I need to make sure that Preston Garvey looks like a total badass.
Well, I don't want Preston.
That's a feat in and of itself.
I am not a fan of Preston Garvey. Let me just be clear.
Another settlement needs your help, Norris.
I don't like it. But anyway, a game that I play fairly frequently that I don't play, I think, the way it was intended is a game called Cities Skylines. Or any sim game for that matter.
How do you feel like Cities Skylines is intended to be played?
Well, yeah. First of all, here's what you do. In Cities Skylines, what you're supposed to be doing is figuring out how to properly run a city.
Yeah, build run a city.
Kind of like
SimCity. Like SimCity.
Same idea.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm giving myself all the mods, maximum money, maximum land, maximum resources, and I'm just making it a big design project.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the gameplay. I'm completely cheating.
So it's sort of like the Roller Coaster Tycoon maps where you'd see where every cell is taken up by one gigantic roller coaster.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually going to mention Roller Coaster Tycoon as one, because when I play Roller Coaster Tycoon, it's a game of how perilous can I make the roller coaster
and still make it survivable?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Can I make a murder theme park that people will still actually go to?
Exactly. Oh, how dangerous can it be and people will still walk through the front doors? That's a great game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think
everyone probably did that. Mine is a little bit, I mean, each of you guys are going to know it, but I need to set it up just a little bit here, right? So in Final Fantasy 14, there's a dungeon that we used to run where once someone engages the boss, you have like 15 seconds before it closes the doors.
Right.
And if you ain't in, you ain't in.
That's right. Almost that's all of them.
Right. Yeah. So we once tricked a healer into going in first, and then we all stepped out, because in this particular dungeon, as this this fight went on, more and more ads would start to spawn, right?
And at some point, they would just kill you. Yeah.
So we turned this into a game. How long can you survive? It was in a dungeon called Neverreap. So we called it the Neverreap 500.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And every single time we ran it, we would force our healer to go in alone one time to see how far you could get.
If we didn't know the healer.
That's right.
Especially if you didn't know the healer.
Yep.
They know the healer, they know the bit.
Yeah, that's true. So, you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently talking about what games we played in the ways that developers didn't intend. And I mean, if you think about it, this is the way that mods were pretty much born, right? Like, you have a game, I love this game, but I want to play it in some way that maybe the developers didn't intend. Boom. That's where you get mods. In fact, Dota was built off this.
That's
you know?
True. That's true.
And now Teamfight Tactics and Auto Chess have been built out of that.
It's an extension of that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think back to the olden days of Halo, right?
Sure. So, yeah.
I played Halo. I loved Halo and I was pretty decent at it. But for me, it was all about getting in the Warthog, and I turned that thing into a racing game. We start designing a course on Blood Gulch, and That was
us with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. It was specifically on, I think it was the downtown Los Angeles map on Thug, on Tony Hawk's Underground.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
There was a monorail that went around, and we would see, could you jump off the skyscraper, land a grind on the monorail, and grind it, no perfect balance, and grind it all the way around.
Here's one of my favorite things to do in any video game ever, and it's still entertaining to this very day. Skate 2. Pop that in. You don't skate anywhere. You just figure out where the best places to fall are.
All the Hall of Meat stuff.
It is the greatest feature in any game like that ever, because it'll show you broken bones, fractured, you know, whatever.
It is
hilarious.
So there was no term has made me cringe more than Hall of Meat.
That's what it's called.
No, it's perfect. That's why, because you said that and I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah. It's a Thrasher Hall of Meat missions where, like, there's one in Skate 3 in particular where you're on top of those, like, cranes that carry shipping containers at a dock, and you don't even skate. It just tells you run off and get as many points as you can, and That's the mini game.
You know, the Overwatch Workshop was kind of like an extension of people doing this. And one of my favorite modes that was created in there was an anime battle mode where Hanzos could go basically anywhere. They had infinite jump, and then their ultimates would like charge instantly. So you're just jumping around
just
through
Dragon
the air,
Ball.
Throwing dragons at each other the entire match.
That's hilarious.
One of the things that I always loved doing in Grand Theft Auto, and I don't know that this is exactly the same, but in Grand Theft Auto, both 4 and 5, there was always one hospital that you could walk into, and you could kind of barricade yourself in the very back. And it was a game to see how high you could get your wanted rating before someone could actually come in and storm the place in a way that would kill you.
For me, it was always, find a parking garage that you could block off very well, have a sniper rifle, and see how long you can last.
I think that's a game in every GTA. It's just the how long can you live at max?
When the military's coming after you, how long can you keep it going for?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to playing, you know, games like StarCraft, and they had all those weird kind of different mod games where, like, you'd have, like, things spawn for you over time.
Sure,
and just, like, try to build up to stronger and stronger characters. Like, nothing to do with StarCraft, but it was just what people did.
Absolutely. I mean, again, this is where mods really were born. This was like the birth of mods. So everything from, you know, Dota to Portal, you know what I mean? That's where a lot of this comes from. This idea that, hey, I really loved what this game did. I wonder if I could tweak it to make it do something a little bit different. I see this all the time with Half-Life and Counter-Strike. like, where people will make custom maps and then just run around them. I mean, that's what a lot of people use. That's what Leafy used for his videos for a long time on YouTube.
We saw it in this year's Fortnite World Cup. There was a whole tournament dedicated to creative mode, which is just weird alternative ways of playing Fortnite that people had created. And now I'm thinking about, oh my God, Morrowind. When I found out if you took, you just killed someone and took their house, you could take all their stuff, dump it out in the street, and then put your armor on their shelves and show it off. That was cool.
You're the reason that they gave you player housing in Oblivion and Skyrim.
It is 100% my fault specifically.
Yeah, because you murdered all those NPCs, you heartless jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say it. No, yeah. I murdered a lot of people for their houses because there's only so much room in one house, and I had a lot of cool stuff.
All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. What's a game that you played in the way that the developers didn't originally intend? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com. For insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Checkpoint XP Daily will be back tomorrow with the latest in esports and gaming news. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis, and of course my co-host who pulled up Double Duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Dave Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.